morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns, an exciting new program. 9 weeks, starting on January 9th, which is a Thursday, the Astoria Parks and Recreation District cares about your health and wellness. And now there is a health and wellness, health and fitness challenge, which begins January 9th, goes until March 6th. It is limited to 50 participants, and today you're going to find out why you need to call them right away and sign up for this program. Today in the studio, I have Angela Cosby. She is the executive director of the Astoria Parks and Recreation District. Hi, Angela.
Hi.
Glad to have you here in the studio
today. Thank you for having me.
And we also have Julia Mabry. Julia is the Wellness Challenge Coordinator, and she is also a paramedic. Hi, Julia.
Hi. Thanks for having us here.
You all look quite fit today.
Oh, thank you.
And that's a good thing. And we'll talk about what being fit means during this program, in fact. But before we begin to talk about the Health and Wellness Challenge, let's just learn a little bit about each one of you. So, Julia, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have lived in Astoria for about 12, 13 years. I have two kids in the school district here in Astoria, one at the middle school and one at the high school. And I also work as a paramedic part-time for Medics Ambulance, which is really what got me interested in health and fitness because we see so much preventable illness out in the field that I think I would like to work on the prevention side of things.
Absolutely. That's really where we can make the difference is on the preventing things. And Angela, please tell us about yourself.
Yeah. Well, I've been in Astoria 8 months now as the Parks and Recreation Director, and I'm loving it here. Originally, I grew up in Spokane, Washington, and went to school at Eastern Washington in Recreation and Leisure Management, and then moved on and went to Gonzaga University for my master's in organizational leadership. While working for Spokane County as a recreation manager. So my career has been focused towards, you know, the parks and recreation field and getting people outside and enjoying nature and moving and healthy. So that completely correlates to this new program we're starting up here.
And what exactly is the Astoria Parks and Recreation District and what is the mission?
Yeah, so the Astoria Parks and Recreation Department, we're a community-based full-fledged Parks and Recreation Department. We manage the city parks, maintain them, redevelop them, and then we offer a wide variety of recreational programs, anywhere from child care to the aquatic center, and programs at the ARC. So after school care, teen center, adult fitness classes. Our mission is to serve the people of Astoria and create an environment where you can thrive and be healthy, well, and enjoy the outdoors.
I think although most people know about the Astoria Aquatic Center, mm-hmm. and that's well used and, mm-hmm. and well known in the community, the ARC, as you referred to, or Astoria Recreation Center, I think a lot of people maybe still aren't aware of where that is and what it is and all the programs. Could you talk a little bit about
right.
that? Because it's only been open 2 years there.
Right. So the Astoria Recreation Center, we call it the ARC, A-R-C. It's at 14th and Grand in the old Star of the Sea school. So big white building there. And we have, there's a total of 3 floors with a gym underneath that we use for a variety of programs. Then we have a fitness studio with the full-on mirrors in front to host a different variety of classes. We have a spin studio in there, as well as after school programming for elementary school aged kids, a teen center. Then there's another drop-in program for younger kids so parents can go and exercise and have their kids being safely watched. And then our main offices are held there as well.
And so really, Astoria Recreation District provides, or department, I guess, mm-hmm. Is correct, it provides ongoing classes for people of all age, from children to seniors.
Absolutely. Yeah, 6 weeks old to seniors.
Okay, so ongoing classes. And I know you have, and you said that in a couple of weeks, you have the new directory coming out.
Yes, we do. Our new program guide is coming out.
And that's going to explain all about all the different things that are going on at the parks.
Correct.
As well as the recreational opportunities and classes.
Correct. And that will be for our winter and spring guide.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll cover you up until summer.
How did this brand new program, the Astoria Wellness Challenge, come to be, Julia?
Well, it was born of this idea that I had that I don't like to see people ill on the back of an ambulance, like I mentioned. And I think oftentimes I see people showing up for a fitness class and then they never come back, not because they don't enjoy it, but because they do it a couple times and then they just kind of let it go. Life happens and it's hard to stick to a program. So I had this idea of just accompanying a group of people on their path to developing a healthier lifestyle. And so developed this program, and it was just a little brainchild at first. And I took it to Angela and she was excited about it. And so we're raising this child, and hopefully we'll have a lot of success with it.
All right. Then maybe we should tell people, what is it?
Okay, so the Astoria Wellness Challenge is a 9-week program that has a lot of different aspects to it. The main aspect is that it accompanies a group of up to 50 participants, introducing them to the different fitness options that we have, different wellness options that we have in Astoria and in the area. It also gives them some nutrition guidance. It gives them some information on how to develop their own motivation, how to stick to a plan, how to develop an exercise program. And they will also have a cooking class. As part of the challenge, they will compete for prizes based on their participation in the program and based on their accomplishments during the week, what they do on their own time.
All right. So essentially, there are going to be a variety of fitness classes that they will have access to.
Yes.
They will be able to have nutritional guidance with not only a class on exercise nutrition, but a cooking class with a registered dietitian.
Right. Grace Lehman is volunteering her expertise and time to help people eat better.
And then there is a health screening?
Yes. So before we even get started in the fitness part of things, everyone that signs up goes to do a very quick health screening. I was assured that it takes no more than 10 minutes to do this, to do the blood test, which is a test for total cholesterol, then high-density lipids and low-density lipids. So basically your bad and your good cholesterol. They will also test for blood sugar, and they will test for A1C, which is a kind of a more long-term test of someone's risk for diabetes. They will also, so this is donated by our partners, the Coastal Family Health Center. Then our other partners is the Clatsop Community College Nursing Program, and the nursing students are going to take everyone's blood pressure, do weight and height and waist circumference, so we can do a body mass index. And so this is kind of the baseline data that every participant will get. It's part of the program. And then at the end of the 9 weeks, they will do the same thing again to see if any of their metrics have changed and to see what else they may have to work on to be healthier.
And the impetus to keep it going. So let's say people sign up for this, and there is a small fee, and if you sign up for this 9-week class, what's the schedule like?
So we will meet every Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Astoria Rec Center, and that will be the information session where we'll also tally our results for the week. So there will be two winners every week that win prizes, and then a grand prize winner at the end. So that'll happen Thursdays at 7 o'clock, and then they will meet every Monday, either at 6 a.m. for those people that need to dash off to work, or at 6:30 p.m. For people with different work schedules. We'll meet for an exercise session where we will sample the different types of classes that the rec center offers, but also some additional fitness opportunities like Zumba, or we'll do a guided walk in Astoria. So those are the two classes that people will attend. In addition to that, they will have a punch pass with the opportunity to go to any of the other classes that are offered through Astoria Parks through the Recreation Center.
So they will meet twice a week.
Yes.
With this group, which is the support group.
Right.
Which,
yes,
and
it is.
There will be, you know, accountability, which I think is also so important, because if you have a partner or if you've made a commitment to someone else, then you're much more likely to keep those good resolutions.
Absolutely.
So you have the support of this team, And then during the week on your own, you pick whatever fitness classes you want to go to, or you want to, or apparently you get points even if you take a walk.
You get points for taking a walk. You get points for trying a new vegetable. You get points for just doing something physically active that's about 30 minutes or so. Or you can email me a picture of your healthy breakfast. So there are a lot of different ways to earn points. You can dance around your house for a half hour, for example. So all sorts of fun stuff. And yes, you get points for that. And we tally that up at the end of the week on Thursdays to determine a winner.
It sounds really fun. And it sounds like this frequent motivation and support of a group is what is going to keep people, put them on the path to fitness and wellness. Because I think a lot of times, we were talking before we came on the air here about the fact that people mean to go and take a walk every day. And Astoria is a very walkable community, and even if people live out in the country. However, we have a little thing here called rain, which sometimes, and wind, we have both of those components. And so sometimes people aren't as active. But if they begin to do something physically, we know that we have to keep our bodies moving to keep our brains healthy and all of that, then that puts them on this path for lifelong health and wellness.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to go out and meet someone for a walk, even when it's raining, than to go out by yourself. So I think that mutual encouragement is really important, which is why I encourage people to sign up together and compete against each other in this. But also, even if you sign up by yourself, you have a group to support you that expects you to be there. And I will be the happy motivator, but I can be a nag too. I will definitely text people and encourage them to show up to meetings and things.
I think that's really what's needed, because we, again, people have New Year's resolutions, and then the first month. So I think your timing is perfect. You know, January 9th, and that's when people have this energy to say, I'm going to make a change. I need to do something different. Mm-hmm. And then you help provide that support system to keep them going. And after 9 weeks, then it would just become a part of, you know, they'll say, I feel better. Mm-hmm. And so I want to stay active and continue to move. Mm-hmm. How do people sign up? How do people learn more about this?
So the best way to sign up is in person, because they will pick up a data form for their health screening at the time that they sign up. And you can do this at the Aquatic Center or at the Astoria Rec Center. The fee for the program is $85, which, if you add up all the classes and the health screening and everything, it's a pretty darn good deal. And
there are scholarships available, too, if based on income and family size. If we have participants that are interested in partaking but just don't have the funds, we have a scholarship
program.
That's
a really good thing. Mm-hmm. I'm glad about that. That's excellent. And I know that the ARC, the Astoria Recreation Center, former Star of the Sea in Astoria, is open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Correct.
People can sign up there. And then the Aquatic Center is open from 5 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Correct.
So they can sign up there. And I just think this is such a win-win. This is just an incredible opportunity. I can't believe we haven't had anything like this before. Congratulations, Julia, for having the idea, and Angela for stepping up there and saying, now we have to support this. And we're going to talk about why this is so important for every human being listening to this in just a moment. You are listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking about the brand new Astoria Wellness Challenge, which is being put on by the Astoria Parks and Recreation with partners Coastal Family Health Center, registered dietitian Grace Lehman, Astoria Co-op, and the Clatsop Community College Nursing Program. And in the studio, I have Angela Cosby. She is the executive director of the Astoria Parks and Recreation District, and also Julia Mabry. She is the Wellness Challenge Coordinator. This was her brainstorm, and she's also a paramedic. You talk about prevention, and you talk about why movement is a miracle drug.
Well, there's ample scientific evidence that really the one drug, if we could put it in a bottle and everyone could take it every day, that keeps people healthy, it's physical activity. There's evidence regarding depression prevention and treatment, arthritis prevention and treatment, cancer prevention and treatment, diabetes, stroke, and the most obvious one, heart disease, that physical activity really works better than any other drug. And it doesn't take that much. You don't have to become a triathlete in order to benefit from this. A half hour every day of physical activity has proven evidence of risk reduction in any of these illnesses that so many of us suffer from. Back pain. I can't think of others, but they're like
migraines.
Yeah. So.
Well, so many people are sitting at computers. They're mm-hmm. driving. They're sitting in their cars and they're driving. All of us sit too much, and we were talking earlier about how, you know, Hemingway stood up and wrote all of his books standing up. And in my office, I have a yoga ball chair, and then I also have my keyboard up high so I can stand up, and I stand and sit. And I think a lot of it is just keep changing positions, keep moving, and as you say. One of my dear friends who's a physical therapist said, motion is lotion. Motion lubricates the joints, which if we do not move them, become stiff. And then we begin to age and we begin to have aches and pains.
Right. Yeah, very true. So the classes that we're going to offer through this program and a lot of the classes at the Rec Center are appropriate for people of all abilities, even people that already have aches and pains, because they're so adaptable to anyone's needs. So a lot of the classes that we have are people that have arthritis come in and can do it, and it helps them prevent their arthritis from getting worse. It also makes them feel better. So while the initial pain of movement may prevent people from trying it, it really has proven to be a good medication against pain.
So even if people have been somewhat sedentary, and that's the idea of what is being fit and how active do you need to be? And I think if you're talking about half an hour of movement, whether that's brisk walking or, you know, going up and down the stairs or dancing for half an hour, mm-hmm. That all of these things count and are important. So we're not looking at somebody who's been fairly sedentary, putting them into a high-level boot camp or kickboxing program. Mm-hmm.
No, absolutely not. This is not like one of the TV programs where they yell at people. And right. No, I'm not going to do that.
Good. That's good.
No, this is really geared toward a realistic change in lifestyle. So something that will be, we guide people toward more physical activity and help them make it sustainable and make it part of their everyday.
In a gentle way and in a customized way. Because mm-hmm. I really think that's what happens too. A lot of people can hurt themselves if they, like even right after the first of the year, people who've said, okay, now I'm going to start running. And you don't just jump from your rocking chair to running. There are some stages. And so what you're saying is that gradually you begin to, and this is a great entry program for people. And it's also for people who are already fit who may not know about the resources. What is fit to you? What does that mean to be fit?
I'm not sure if I even like the word fit, to be honest.
Oh, good.
I like
okay.
the word well. If you're well, it means your body feels good, your mind feels good, you're kind of centered in yourself. I don't know if you have to be fit in order to be a healthy person. You just have to feel like your body is serving your purpose in life. So fit, I don't know what that is.
It's you know what, for everyone. I like that you feel that way. And I don't know about you, Angela, too, but because otherwise we see these super athletes and these jocks and we say we can't be like that. And so I think the idea of being comfortable in your body and your body doesn't mm-hmm. hurt and you can move so that you have some longevity and you have fun doing what you're doing.
Yeah. A lot of the times the exercise programs and classes, they're not only for the exercise. That is the main purpose, but it's also a social environment where you motivate and you encourage others and you receive that from others. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking the spin classes that I like to attend. If I'm having a rough day, I'm the one who's in control of the tension. Anybody can hop on the spin bike. If you can get on the bike, you can go to the spin class and you get to decide, you know, how hard you're going to ride. If you're going up a hill, you get to decide how hard you turn that knob to turn on your tension. So really, if somebody's interested in a program like that, it's the real capability is, well, can you get up and get yourself on the bike? And then from there, it's, you know, all up to you on how challenging you want how you want to challenge yourself for that day. If you're just starting out, oh yeah, light up on that tension. We want you to get in that routine of coming to the classes and, you know, working those new muscles.
So. Yeah, stress reduction is a huge piece too, because I think people are so stressed, they mm-hmm. forget to breathe. I'm not saying they, myself, you know, we're in a hurry. Everything is fast. We're rushing. And then we don't make time for ourselves and to take care of our bodies. And when we're doing this, I think we've talked about that briefly, we're not just taking care of our bodies so that we can be there for the people who love us and the people we love. We're also taking care of our minds.
Absolutely. And that's another big one, that where physical activity has really shown to be beneficial is anxiety. Stress and anxiety keeps us from doing what we need to reduce the stress and anxiety, which is taking that 30 minutes to take care of our bodies, to go for a walk or go for a class of any kind or do some yoga, and then we feel better, and then what stressed us and what made us anxious becomes smaller and it doesn't loom as large, and it just, we feel better about our day. So
you seeing people as a paramedic and seeing people in ambulances, that probably really clarifies what's really important in life. And a lot of people we forget, and our priorities become skewed. And we don't realize that if we don't take care of our health, which is the treasure, which mm-hmm. is what we have, then we can't do all the other things that we need to do in the world. And we've become this culture, I think Western culture especially, where we live from the neck up, and we're in our heads, and our poor bodies have wisdom to give us. They have so much because the head can't be carried around without the body.
Correct. The way I look at it is, and depending on what religion you adhere to, people look at this differently, but your soul, when you're born, is issued this one body. You only get one. And you have to take care of it. And if you don't take care of it for a long time, then it may deteriorate more. But that doesn't mean that you can't start taking care of it at age 50 and make it better for you, make it more comfortable for you. So, but yeah, you only get the one body.
And also, I think the idea of making it fun and making it a social thing instead of, oh, I have to exercise. Oh, like it's a negative thing. No, it's, how about I just have to, I'm now going to give myself a gift today. I'm going to move my body in some ways that are going to make me feel better, and I'm going to be happier, and I'm going to laugh more, and I'm going to feel better all in every aspect of my life.
Right. The thing is, you will never regret having gone for that walk or having gone to that exercise class. You never get done after 45 minutes and you're like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have done that. You know, you always feel good after you exercise. Your brain chemicals make you happy after exercise.
It releases just endorphins.
Absolutely. So it's not like you will regret working out that day. So if you can just have that foresight, oh, you know, I'm going to go and I'm going to do it because I know an hour later I'm going to feel great.
I'm going to make this a priority. I didn't mention this to you all, but I was on the internet looking at some, health and wellness or fitness thing, and Jane Fonda came on, and she was in a kitchen talking about cooking and things, and then she started talking about movement. And of course, Jane Fonda was a very big deal in terms of exercise and movement and you know, years ago, and she still is involved with that. And she was behind this kitchen counter and the camera's on, and she said, you know, I have to tell you all that the number one thing I'm begging you all to do is to move your body, because that's going to help you age. It's going to help every aspect of your body. And she said, in fact, and she came out and went in front of the counter and got on her hands and knees in front and said, I beg you, just move your body every day in some way, please. And she dances with her partner every night. Somehow they do some special dance thing that they do, which is great. But she was on her hands and knees begging and saying, please move your body, please. And it is vital. And now you're customizing with this class, the Astoria Wellness Challenge, so that people can do that on January 9th and with help and support. So I think we should tell people again how they can sign up for this. And I do implore you, if you miss this one, then hopefully it will be so successful they'll do another one. However, I would really like to encourage those of you listening to participate, take up this 9-week health and fitness challenge, which will change your world for the better. There's just no question about it. Again, how should people sign up?
They sign up at the Astoria Aquatic Center in person or at the Astoria Rec Center, which is at 14th and Grand in Astoria. You pay $85 unless you apply for a scholarship and pick up your packet there, and you'll be ready to go starting January 9th.
And you'll have a whole support group, just like in tribes. I always talk about these tribal cultures, and we're missing our tribes. We don't have our tribal. So this, and the tribes have big dances, and they all support each other. And so you get a support system. Obviously, you're not, when you choose to go to the classes, not everybody's going to be there at the same time. You just have these two meetings a week,
right,
where you're with your group.
Yes.
And then you can go anytime that works for you to any of the classes. Let's give the phone number.
So the phone number is 503-325-7275, and that's the number you call to find out, to make sure that you show up at a time that it's open. But the Aquatic Center is open from 5 to 7
5
or
to
8?
7.
7
5
o'clock
a.m.
now.
To 7 p.m.
So there's lots of opportunity to stop by and sign up.
And so when people can take these classes or they can work out on the equipment, does that mean that the equipment at the Astoria Recreation Center and at the Aquatic Center is available to participants?
What we've done is, instead of giving full unlimited access, we created a 9-punch pass.
Okay.
So that's essentially for, in addition to the exercise programs you're getting with the class, once a week you get a free class that you can attend to any one of our programs. Or you can go and swim at the pool, or you can go and exercise in the cardio and weight room. So you get one additional, whatever you choose per week.
So you get unlimited classes. You get these fitness classes.
Mm-hmm. And then an additional one
and
per week.
An additional class. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're hoping people will go to the classes how often?
Well, if they go twice a week, meaning once with a group and once another time, that's 2 days a week that they're getting some really good exercise. If then they walk twice a week and maybe do some family activity on the weekends, then that would be awesome.
Okay, and that all counts. So it's
absolutely.
So everything counts. It's mm-hmm. You get these wonderful classes included. However, if you're taking walks, you're bicycling, and dogs are a great way to get people out to take walks too. Rain or shine.
They need exercise
as
well.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. That really helps, too. We just have a couple minutes left. Any last things, Angela, you'd like people to know?
Oh, I would just encourage them to come sign up. And if you can't commit to the 9 weeks, come take part in another way. And, encourage yourself to get out and try something new and get moving.
All right. Get moving for the new year, 2014. Exactly. And Julia?
Well, before this challenge starts, we have the holidays coming up, which unfortunately for a lot of people means not just a lot of really good food, that's kind of a given, but also a lot of family stress and anxiety over family issues, and going out for a walk can really help with that. Going out for a run or a bike ride, even in this weather, going swimming or taking a class at the rec center will so help you dealing with that family stress. It'll just reduce anxiety and make you happier, and you get a new perspective.
That's great. I agree with you totally. And putting on even some music and dancing at home. So
absolutely.
Lots of ways to do this. Thank you both so much for doing this. I'm really excited about it. I think it's great. And Terry Wilson, how about let's do that challenge together? Uh-oh, Terry's giving me a look here. Terry, come on.
You've
we can do this.
You've got to be joking. I'm 130 years old.
That's okay. She said it's all ages. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate you being here. And thank you, Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire. And also, I want to express my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those good things, the things that are working in your life. Focus on feeling good. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, the only one. For doing the best you can. And for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists, the now moment. On the amazing planet we call Earth.
Before I let you go, you and I are going to do a live show on Christmas Day here, aren't we?
On New Year's Day.
Oh, New Year's Day.
We're doing a live show on New Year's Day.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.